We are learning Masechtas Brachos Daf Lamed Hey Omed Aleph, and we are beginning a new parak, Parakeis Mevarchim. Until now, we're talking about different things about davening. We first thought about Kriya Shema, first three prakim, second two prakim were about Tefillah, Tefillah Shema Esrei. Now we're going to talk about Birchas Hanen and Brachos on food. Zok the Mishnah, Ketzad Mevarchim Ala Peiris. What is the bracha on Peiris? Zok the Mishnah, Vaita Al Peiris Eilon Omei Bayer Pri Eitz. On Peiris Eilon, Peiris of a tree, you make a Bayer Pri Eitz. Chutz Mnei Yayin. Besides for Yayin, shall ha Yayin omen bayir pri hagafen. On Yayin you say bayir pri hagafen. And just to speak out, you see klar that Yayin is called a peri, and it's very in the Gemara in Maseches Brachos that both Yayin and Zeisim, both Yayin and Shemen, oil that comes from olives, are called peris. Their bracha really should be bayir pri eitz. We'll see why Yayin is special bracha bayir pri hagafen. Really, it's included in bayir pri eitz. But juice from an orange, or juice from a berry, or juice from a strawberry, juice from pomegranates, those are not bayir pri eitz. Those are shahakal, because that's not the ikka peri. Masha inkein, zeisim and anavim, which are olives and grapes, those things, the ikker part of the peri is the drink of it. And therefore, the brach is bayir pri eitz on shemen, and it should be bayir pri eitz on yayin also. Just wine has a special brach of bayir pri gafen. That's why it says, peris ilan bayir pri eitz, chutz mina yayin, besides yayin, shal yayin, ome bayir pri gafen. On Paris of the ground, they make a bayir pri adama. Chutz mina pas, even though it grows from the ground, shall a pas oim amaytzi lechem min haaretz. Pas make amaytzi lechem min haaretz. Val yirakus, what's the bracha on vegetables? Oim a bayir pri adama, make a bayir pri adama. So you see, there's two different things. There's Paris of haaretz, and there's yirakus. So yirakus are like vegetables, and Paris of haaretz is more like grains that may like things that grow out of grass, grow out like grass, like grains. There, it's bayir pri adama, so it's a pass. By yirakus, I'm bayir pri adama. Vegetables are also bayir pri adama. Rabbi Yehuda even know bayir mina d'shatim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even things that grow off the ground, not on trees, have a special bracha, a specific bracha. And yirakus are bayir mina d'shatim. And it's avoiding the Gemara later on that according to Rabbi Yehuda, things that are not vegetables, the bracha is bayir mina zroim. That's the bracha for Rabbi Yehuda. So it's bayir mina d'sham, bayir mina zroim, but we make a general bracha for all the things that grow out of the ground, bayir pri adama. And the Gemara later on will discuss how do you know if something's a fruit or something's a vegetable. I just want to speak out Tosfos that Zatzeh Ketzah Mavarchim Aperis. We have the same kasha at the beginning of the of Masechta. Like, who, first tell me if you chayiv in brachas, if you have to make a bracha. Then you say Ketzah Mavarchim. Like, where did we speak about brachas before? You say Ketzah, what is the bracha? Tell me first you have to make a bracha, then Ketzah Mavarchim. So Tosfos two pshatim. Either pshat is because the Gemara at the end of the come out to Svara that you make a bracha, and therefore going on the Svara, you have to make a bracha before you eat. We say Ketzah Mavarchim, what's the bracha? And pshat number two is we had it in Mishnah in the second parak that about Keri can make a bracha before. But smash, if not about Keri, you make a bracha before. So you see that there's a din of brachas, and that we say, Ketzad Mevarchim. So the Gemara Vait. Now the Gemara is going to discuss what's the makar for the brachas. Where is the makar for the brachas? Not immediately. How do you know where's the makar for that you have to make a bracha? So Gemara is going to be a whole Amid long discussing the Makar. The Gemara first is going to think that it's the Raisa. The Chiyuv Bracha is the Raisa. And the Gemara is going to come out that maybe it's not the Raisa. Let's see the Gemara. Not immediately. How do we know? What's the Makar for Bracha? It's Birchas Hanenem Minatayrim. Tana Rabbanu. Unter Raisa. The Pasuk says, by Neter Avayit, we know that when a tree grows, the first 3 years are Arla, and you're not allowed to eat it. The fourth year, you're allowed to eat it, but you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. And the Pasuk says, V'shana ha-raviyas yeh kol periyoy kodesh hilulim Hashem. In the fourth year, all the periyoy should be kodesh hilulim Hashem. And hilulim is a lashon rabim. And the Gemara Darash is right now, it's a lashon hal, praising Hashem. Melamed tunim brach lefneim v'achareim. A double lashon, hilulim. Melamed, you have to make a bracha before and bracha afterwards. When you eat it in Yerushalayim, you have to make a bracha before and make a bracha afterwards. This is the Makar, Mekanam Rav Akiva. Also, la'odom shiyutim klum. It's also a person to taste anything. Koidim shiyavar, before you make a bracha. Break the Gemara. V'hai koish ulum l'hoch yudasa. Are we using the pasta of koish ulum for this, for hilchas brachas, the bracha before and bracha after? Haimi boyele. Chad, one hilal, domarachmana, achle, v'hoda achila. Achle, what a lach is tell you a lach of chilul. If you want to eat it out of Yerushalayim, you have to do a chilul. You have to be mechalal it. That's one halacha. they have to be mechalat, then loshen hil, loshen chil, so that's one hal for. And the other one is v'idach dova ton shira ton chil, to teach us that the only din of shana revius that you have to bring to shlayim is only something that you say shira on, which is only wine, grapes. V'she'en ton shira ein ton chil. The Gemara is asking, they need both chils. One chil is for that we have to be paid if we want to eat it out of Yerushalayim. And the other one is that it's only, you only have a din of eating Yerushalayim, only have a din of Netar Avai, it's called Kerem Avai, only by wine, because that's what it says Shira on, Halal on. How do you know that you only say Shira on wine? Shenemar, and what does it mean you only say Shira on wine? So Rashi and Tosfos speak out that in the Beis HaMikdash, they only said Shira only if you had wine. You did it when you were pouring the Nesachim. And Tosfos speaks out a little bit different. He says you only say Shira on Achilas Mizbeach, only on wine. But the Tosfos speaks out, of course, if you find Shira without wine, we say Halal. Even in the Beis HaMikdash, say Halal without wine. It means Shira on a carbon is only Al Yayin. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, the Geffen's talking, saying, "Chadalti as Tereishi, did I stop producing my wine? Hamesameach elikim va'anoshim, that's mesameach Hakadosh Baruch Hu and people imanoshim mesameach. We understand elikim ma'am mesameach. How you mesameach elikim? Mekan shen oimrim shira el al yain. Even you don't just say shira el al yain. So Gemara is middle of the question now. So Gemara fears us the question. Honicha lemanda tani netter avai. It's good if you learn that the din, the fourth year of Arla, is brought to your Yerushalayim. It's talking about anything, any tree that goes into the fourth year. So that's good. So then we have an extra hillel. One hillel is teaching us that you have to be mechalalit if you want to eat it out of Yerushalayim. And the other hillel is for bracha. But Elamad Matanam Karam Ravai, that Mandiyam holds that's dafka by grapes. The whole din of the fourth year in Yerushalayim is only by grapes. And we learned that from Hillel, because Ein Shira Ela Hal Yayin, so the Mayik Lameima. What are you going to say? I have nothing extra for brachas. Now, we as Machlokes Netar Ravai Kerem Ravai, it's Marav Chir Rav Shimon Berevi, Chad Tani Kerem Ravai, the Chad Tani Netar Ravai. Anytime the Mishnah talks about Ravai, which is the fourth year of Arla, some agar is Kerem, some say Netar Ravai. So, Laman Tani Kerem Ravai, Honicha, have a way out also, have an extra Hillel. How? Maybe there's another way to know that Kerem Ravai is only by Gefanim and not by other things, even without the pasuk of Hill that says Ein Shir El Yayin. How? The Tanya, Rabbi Eimer, Nemekan Lahoisev Lachem Tuasai. Here it says in the pasuk, Uvashana Chamish, the fifth year, you eat Lahoisev Lachem Tuasai. And we darshan the word Lahois, the word Tuasai. Nem Lahalon Tuasai Kerem, Malhalon Kerem, Afkan Kerem. So then, you don't need the extra hill to tell you it's dafka wine, because you know it's dafka wine from the gzera shava of tevuah tevuah. So an aisy lechad hillel lebracha. But if you don't have gzera shava, you don't have gzera shava, and the bracha manali, you have no makar bracha, you have no hillel at all. V'inam v'yav gzera shava, and even if you do learn gzera shava, so you have one extra hillel. And according to Ma'adim and Netter Ravai, you have one extra hillel, the Gemara still has a kasha. Ashkechon la'acharav. You only find one bracha, only one hillel. So you find the bracha afterwards. L'fon of v'nayin. How do you know the bracha before? Now, how do you know if you only had one hillel, it would be the bracha afterwards, not the bracha before? Zok Rashi, because we find there's a bracha d'arayis in the Torah, and that's benching. And when is that? After you eat. So since you find the bracha in the velt, in the Torah, something that's bracha afterwards, so if you only had one mekar, you would say it means a bracha afterwards. Now, what? That the right, the Slach talks about it a while ago, but you learn the Gemara is asking that also, man. The Netter Ravai also. It's going back on that. The Gemara is referring to fear eyes, but the Slach does talk about it. Now, just I want to speak about another Rashba, interesting Rashba, that if we're talking about Kerem Ravai, so why do you need a Makar for the Bracha afterwards? The Chayyur, it says in the Pasuk, Vachalta Vesavata Varachta, and Pasha is going back on all Zayaminim. It's a Pasuk Vashayinim, according to the Rashba, all brachas on Zayamin and bracha achrayin are the rice and only benching. Main chalsh is the rice also. That's how the Rosh holds. That's how a lot of Rishonim hold, that brachas main chalsh is the araisa. So, freak the Rajba, so what do you need a pasuk with bracha achrayin? I'm talking about Kerem here. Kerem is a gefen, a wine, a grape, and that's one of Shiva Zayaminim. And for the Rajba, Meir de Gutaris. The Rajba says that the Torah, the Shiva Zayaminim, is dafka wine. and not grapes. Because it's zeitz shemen, dafka shemen, not the zayis. Zokta Rajba, we're talking about the grapes. What's the bekar for bracha on grapes? That you need the pasuk of Hillel for. Because that is not included in Chalta B'Svata V'Rachta, because the Shivas Aminim talking about wine. And he brings down the Rav, brings down Rashi, that brings out Rashi. We don't have the Rashi. The Rashi says the opposite. That the Shivas Aminim is dafka grapes and not wine. He brings down the opposite, ayin the Rajba. Interesting Rajba. But let's go back into the Gemara's Cheshbon. The Gemara's Cheshbon is that we found, we'll figure out we have an extra hill. Why? Because Fidim Adam and Netter Ravai only one hill for Achlev, Hoda, Achlev. They should be Mechalalit. And according to Malam Karim Ravai, he knows Karim from Tua. So you have extra hill to teach us Brach Lachra. Vashkel Lachra, the fun of nine, how you know before. And for the Gemara, Halei Kasha. That's not Shver. That's the Kaaba Chaymer. Because there's a Kaaba Chaymer. Kishusha Veya Mevarech, if while you are full, you make a Brach, Shurav, Lekoshkein. If someone's hungry and he needs now the bracha of food, like he needs the good thing in the world called food, he's starving, like Holshkein, of course he makes a bracha. Now is when he really needs it. Now he's starving, he's mamash a necessity right now. So of course it's a kavachoymer to make a bracha. The Tosfos speaks out that this kavachoymer is not a real kavachoymer, but it's not a derived kavachoymer, because imkain, then it should be brachas to be on bread, at least should be deraisa. Why? Because they make a bracha in a deraisa, so it should be for sure deraisa. First bracha before, so Tosfos speaks, I mean, the right, that's not like that, because you see by the Balkari, you only has to make a bracha afterwards, not before. So Tosfos says, not a real kavach chaymer. Tosfos Rosh speaks out, the reason is because there is a Gemara like before that says, ma'ala that you ate, shekain nehne. You were nehne ready, so there's a ma'ala also of after eating. But like upon him, right now the Gemara is saying, how do you know bracha lefanov? Because it's a kavach chaymer. And we're saying, we found in the pasuk of Karen Ravai, let's say, that the extra hill teaches us bracha achrav, how to bracha lefanov from kavachayimah. Break the Gemara. Eshron, Karen, Sharmi of Nain. If you don't know Karen Ravai, you only know Karen. You don't know other minim. You only know grapes. You make a bracha achrav and lefanov. How you know all the things? So I'm the alpha Karen. My Karen, Dov Shinenim, Tom Bracha. Just like Karen, grapes, something that you're nena, and you need a bracha. I've called Dov Shinenim, Tom Bracha. Anything you have enough from your bracha. So I'm going to know Iklam Mifrach. Mala Kerem, Shekin Chayiv Va'olos. Kerem is Chayiv Va'olos. Certain things go to the Aniyim, to the poor people. It's the certain grapes that grow very Shvach. It's called Va'olos. And then in the Torah that you leave for the Aniyim. So since it has a Mila of that, so it needs a bracha. But other things don't have Va'olos. So I'm going to know Kama Techiach. I'll bring a Raya from Kama. Kama, we know, needs a bracha because Kama is wheat. And the Chamesh Shaminim need a bracha als the Chalta V'Savata V'Rachta. And we'll learn that from Kama. Malakama is going to chayav v'shachala. No, Kama is better because Kama is chayav and chala. We don't have to be mafresh chala from Kama. So Karim Michiach. Karim doesn't have chala and still is chayav bracha. V'chozah din loy roya zekareza. V'loy roya zekareza. They each have different milas. This is a mile of Eulois. This is a mile of chala. Hatzara Shava Shbehem, Dova Shanenna, V'tom Bracha. I've called Dova Shanenna, V'tom Bracha. Let's learn that from Hatzara Shava, from Kama. From wheat and from grapes, let's learn out Tzara Shava that's Chayav and Bracha. And that's one of everywhere else the Chayav and Bracha. Break the Gemara, no, you can't. You know why? Those two things are special Ma'ala that we don't have. Ma'ala Tzara Shava Shvam Shkin Yeshvan Tzara Mizbeach. Both wheat, which goes as a mincha, and wine, which goes as Nesachim, have a Tzara Mizbeach. Masha'in Kain, apples don't go on the Mizbeach. Zayas, you'll be able to bring a right. V'ashinam Zayas, the Ispe Tzara Mizbeach. And Zayas, you will be able to bring as from the Tzara Shava, because that it does have Tzara Mizbeach, because Shemen goes in, the oil of a Zayas goes in the Mizbeach and by Menachas. So the Gemara of Zayas, Tzara Mizbeach, also, you need Zayas from that Maratzad. But I had the Ksive Kerem, it's called Kerem, it's literally included in the drushes of Kerem Ravai. How do you know it's called Kerem, the Ksiv? Vayaver migodesh vad kama vad Kerem Zayas. You see, Zayas is called a Kerem. So no, I'm not Papa. Kerem Zayis Ikri. Kerem Stamal Ikri. That's called regular Kerem. It's called Kerem Zayis. What? What's water? What, that you should learn out from it? That water is a good question. It could be it's not a carbon, really. Hey, that's how it's better. I had a question. Makomakum Kasha. So I mean, at this point that he had a tzaddik learn out water, Taka. Most things are not on the Mizbeach, so how do you know everything needs a bracha? So it's still Shveh, how do you know Hilchos Brachos? We make a bracha on everything. Elo, the Yavla, Meshivas Haminim. We learn how to Meshivas Haminim. Shiva Sabina, we know it says v'chalta v'sevata v'rach, that you have to make a bracha. This Gemara here sounds like it's taka deraisa l'kuli yama, that the bracha main shalosh is deraisa. So el yavam Shiva Sabina, learn from all Shiva Sabina, just like on a pomegranate you make a bracha achrayna. So everything else also you'll make a bracha. Mashiva Sabina shiket the dava shenena a tam bracha. Something you have enough from you make a bracha. I've called dava shenena tam bracha. So we're no mal Shiva Sabina shkin chayavim bekurim. Shiva Sabina have a maila. It's chayavim bekurim, but nothing else is chayavim bekurim. Va'oid ha'tenek la'achrav. You only find by Shiva Sabina the bracha afterwards. Va'chalta v'sevat v'rach. There's a bracha afterwards. Lefon of minayin. So more the second kasha is not shvei. Holy kasha also b'kav v'chaymer. You have a kavachayim because you surveya mavarech. If while you're full, you make a bracha. Because you're raw of the koshke, and when you're hungry, you shouldn't. Of course, make a bracha. So the Gemara says you learn that from shivas aminim. And the first kasha we're going to come back to in a second. It's told shvele kurum kasha. The Gemara is another kasha. The manatoy netteravai. We were so happy to learn netteravai because why? Because we learn out everything from netteravai and extra hill, and you make the kavachayim lefar of lachra. So hotenoch kol davar. Netia, the lavar netia, something that doesn't get planted at all. Can basar, beitzim, dogim, meat, eggs, fish. How do you know bracha on that? Menola. So really, and it's also a kasha on shivas aminim that mal hasam that has bekurim. So it's shver, we can't find brachas for everything. So how do you know brachas for everything? El svaruhu also lo ilo adam shi'anim na olam hazav le bracha. And the Gemara ends off saying, no, it's a svara. Brachas are a svara. It's a svara that also adam shi'anim na olam hazav le bracha. It shouldn't be nena in this world without a bracha. And Tosfos speaks out, that's only the Rabbanon. The psukim on smachta ba'alma, and it's only the Rabbanon. And the Rajba speaks out, the only thing really are the Raisa is benching and ma'ein shalish, but everything else is only the Rabbanon. The brachas are Rabbanon. And the Reda Achrayim asked that if it's a svara, maybe it should be the Raisa. Then Shua, the Tzlach, the Oas, the Kasha. We know the Gemara says, Lom Likros, Svarahu. So, her, it's a svara, maybe it should be the Raisa. So, Tzlach answers, he only says Svarahu by Mammon, not by Yisurim. You can't learn Yisurim from Svara, and therefore, it's only mid the Rabbana.
Why didn't he use
a
svara? Why didn't he
use a svara? Because we want to make the Raisa. It's the Raisa. The svara is not the Raisa, svara is only the Rabbana. Only the Rabbana, yeah.
Something should have bracha and something should not have bracha.
What? Everything has a bracha. No. Never has either.
What do you mean?
That's a kasha. That was good for the kasha. How can it be something? Everything has a bracha. Tana Rabbanan. Also, lo adam shehenem ayom hazev le bracha. It's also to nena in food-wise from this world at a bracha. V'chal nena ayom hazev le bracha mal. He was mal. It's like he stole from Hashem, kilu. Ma'ite kante. What's the etzah? Yeilch etz chacham. Go to a chacham. Pray to Gemara. Yeilch etz chacham. You know, if someone steals, he goes to the chacham. Well, the chacham can't like absolve his stealing. Yeilch etz chacham. My avle. What's he gonna do for him? Ha'avle yisuri. Did the issur already? Elam rava. Yeilch etz chacham yikara. He should go first to chacham. Yamadenu brachas. He should learn brachas. It's a din from dina de Gemara. You have to learn brachas. Kadei shlo yavo yodei meila. He shouldn't come to meila. It's kilu nena from things that are hektish. Hashem owns everything. The only way to get it back to yourself is with a bracha. Like the next Gemara says, Rabbi Levi Rami, Hashem owns the world and everything in it. That the land is given to the people. So it's a stira. Like Hasha, Kan Kain the bracha, Kan Lacha bracha. One's before bracha, one's after bracha. Before bracha is me'ila. After the bracha, then it's yours.